At the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine, Greg Cosell, NFL Films Senior Producer. Always great to see you. Let's start off with all the change in Jacksonville. Tom Coughlin is back in the building, bringing a little discipline with him. It's been a mixed bag when guys have come back in this role, though. You know, Holmgren couldn't quite get it done. Parcells stayed away from the field successfully. What do you make of TC?
You know, I think everything is an individual case-by-case situation. I love Tom Coughlin. I think that clearly there will be discipline and accountability in the building, and I think that's important in any business. I like Doug Marrone a lot. He's that kind of coach as well, and I think that you might see a little different feel to the team. I think it'll be a team that they'll probably build a little more on mental and physical toughness, and I think that that's probably needed. And again, no knock on Gus Bradley, but I think, look, a change was made for a reason.
Yeah.
And I think most people felt that a change needed to be made. And Tom Coughlin, I've been around him, and you better be prepared with Tom Coughlin.
You mentioned the toughness. They talked about that. Tom did on Friday back in Jacksonville. How do you find that in a player?
Well, I think there are certain players, and again, I don't get an opportunity to interview players as teams do. There are certain players you can watch on tape when I'm watching college football, and you know by the way he plays on tape that his approach to the game is the right one. But then it also comes down to the due diligence for teams when they meet with players and talk to players and do all their background checks. But I think that's what you're ultimately hoping to find. You're hoping to find those kinds of players. Now you get into how you want to build a team. And my guess is that this team is going to really be focused on setting their offense through a run game as opposed to putting Blake Bortles in the shotgun with three wide receivers and tossing it all over the yard. I think they're going to try to be physical up front and build a run game.
That leads me to the next question about Blake Bortles. That's what Doug Marrone said earlier today. Blake Bortles is a quarterback. You got to build an offense and a scheme around him. Your assessment of Blake, though, when he is standing back there throwing to three wide receivers, I know you're a quarterback guy. What do you make of Blake last year?
I don't think he had a very good year, and I think that that's pretty evident to everyone. I think that people expected him to continue to progress, and I think that he was a little sloppy and undisciplined with his mechanics. Whether that can be fixed or not, that's a tough call. Different people will answer that differently, but the way he throws a ball, dropping the ball literally below his waist on throws, you can't play like that with consistency in the NFL. So that's going to have to be worked on and tweaked and constantly harped on. That's not something you can leave alone once you get to week one. You're going to have to stay on him with that. Now, I think what they'll probably try to do is help him with the way they play offense. As I said, I think they'll put him under center more. I think they'll look to run the ball, whether they feel they want to draft a Leonard Fournette, who is a true foundation back in this draft. I think that's a decision we'll find out. But I think they will try to help him with how they go about building an offense.
Final thought here, big picture. Can you win quick in the league? Can you turn things around as an organization? Is this a quick win type of league?
Yes, and I think they can. Win is relative. I mean, I don't think anybody's sitting here saying they're going to be in the Super Bowl, but I think they have a lot of young talent on defense. I think if they can get Bortles playing at a higher level, if they can develop that run game as the starting point, the setup point for their offense, whether they draft a Fournette or whether it's with the backs they have, which may not be likely, but if they can do that, I think they can compete. Now, what that means in wins, that's hard to say.